Open your Bibles to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Healing is here. And as Brother Copeland just said, for 2021, divine healing, divine health. There are still people out there struggling with this COVID-19. There's still people that need the healing power of God. There are people in here that need the healing power of God working on the inside of them. And those of you that are watching from all over the world, that healing power, that's why Jesus was born into the earth. One of the reasons, one of the major reasons that he was born was to bring the healing power of God in demonstration, the covenant of health that belongs to us in demonstration for people to be able to see. And it says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Life. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within us, and it's making alive our mortal flesh. One of the Greek studies that I did of that scripture in Romans talks about He keeps making life in our bodies. He keeps making life in our bodies. Terry and I were declaring over ourselves this morning that our youth is renewed like the eagles. He fills our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. And we're getting stronger in Him and not weaker. We're getting bolder in Him. We are walking in a place of divine health and divine healing. That I remember that Brother Hagin in 1983 gave a word from the Lord about a move of God that was coming. And we're here. We're here in this move of God. And he was talking about how the healing ministers of the late 40s and the 50s, they were a pilot program for the church of today. That you and I should be walking in the healing power of God. Jesus would preach, teach, and he would heal. To include healing in our services. To include miracles in our services. And that's what the Lord spoke to me a number of years ago, back in 2016, when we were in South Africa. I want my church back. I want my church back. I want signs and wonders and miracles back in my church again. I want demonstrations of the Spirit. I want demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. I want the gifts of the Spirit in operation in my church again. That's why it's taking two services to get through this today. Because he's wanting to see this demonstrated among us. I can remember, Gloria, when you had a word from the Lord about churches that would preach healing. They would, first of all, you had the vision and the image of cars just backed up for miles and miles and miles. And then you said that there would have to be shifts in churches. A morning shift, an afternoon shift, an evening shift to be able to minister to the sick. Those words are coming alive. They're alive. They're alive in us. They're alive in me. That word that you gave, that's alive for today. That is a word for today. That the way we've done church, maybe in the year of the local church, the Lord wants to change some things. You think he wants to do some things differently? You think he wants to bring his miracle power to the church? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Amplified Bible of that says, the Word, Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled and fixed his tent of flesh, and he lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son received through his Father, full of grace, full of love, full of loving kindness, and full of truth. The healing power of God is a manifestation of the love of God. God wanting to see his people well, wanting to see his people delivered, wanting to see his people free. And as I'm speaking these words right now, you begin to say to yourselves and to you who are watching us, I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I believe I receive the fullness of my healing. Jesus came in the flesh to manifest the healing power of God. And now you and I have the Holy Spirit dwelling and living on the inside of us. We are living, walking, talking, arks of the covenant. We are glory carriers. Look over with me at Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And we'll see why Jesus was sent to the earth. We'll see why he became flesh. In Psalm 107 and verse 20. Psalm 107, 20. I'll read back up into it a little bit. In verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat. They can't eat, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of God, Jesus in the flesh, was sent to the earth to heal the people. And now the word of God that he's given to us, that word that we speak becomes flesh. It becomes flesh. When you speak to your body, when you talk to your body, it has to obey you. It has to obey you. I was having some kidney issues, so I went to my doctor, and he told me what to do. One of the main thing that he told me what to do, he said, you're dehydrated. You're dehydrated. And so that creatinine level was so low. Terribly low. And so I committed to do two things. One, drink a lot of water, which I've been doing ever since. It has now become a habit to me. The living waters. Every time I drink water, it is the living water that is going into me. And then I did something else. And I'm drinking like 6 or 7 of these Ozarka bottles a day. And every time I would do it, I would say, my kidney functions perfectly. It functions perfectly. The creatinine level is exactly where it is supposed to be. And I did that. I did that for a month. Well, I did what I needed to do as far as getting a test and so forth. And the doctor called me and he was really happy because my creatinine level shot up to where it was supposed to be. Glory to God. That's a big deal. And every time I would drink that water, I would say, my kidneys function at 100%. My kidneys are, and what they try to tell you is well, you know, you're getting older. You know, you're getting older. No, I'm getting stronger. I'm getting bolder, not older, bolder. And so where this scripture is concerned, my dad drank. Really, he started drinking when he was in high school, drank all through World War II, then into the 50s. And long story short, it was ruining our lives. And he was at a bar one day with my uncle, and they were drinking, 1963. And they were both sitting at the bar, having some drinks, having some beers. And my uncle looked at my father and said, "Horace, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to ruin your family." And then my uncle went like that. Where did that come from? I believe God was using a, I won't say it. Anyway, he was using my uncle to speak to my father. And you know what? My father quit that moment. He quit cold turkey. And he went on to Alcoholics Anonymous and never took another drink. He passed away when he was about 85 and he never took another drink. Well, he was also a smoker, and he'd smoked since high school because that's what everybody did. They smoked. People smoked. And so my father smoked, but he quit smoking on October 21st, 1979, the day Jeremy was born. And he decided that he wanted to grow up. He wanted to see his grandson grow up. So cold turkey, once again, he quit smoking. Well, some years later, the doctors told him, they said, you have signs of liver cancer and you'll only have a few months left. My dad called me. He said, "George, what do I do? What do I do?" I said, "Dad, we're going to have to lock into the Word of God. The Word of God is your healing. The Word of God is your deliverance." And so we went back and forth about scriptures, and finally he came to this one. He came to this one. And he looked at himself as being a smoker, and he was having a hard time getting rid of those thoughts that he had just messed up his life completely. And he found this scripture, and it says, "Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul cannot eat any manner of meat. And they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word, he healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." So that's the scripture that we locked into. We locked into it. We locked into it together. Now, I'm living here in Texas. My parents are in Massachusetts. That was before the days of cell phone. I called him every day. Every single day, we went through this scripture. "Dad, he sent his word and he healed you and he delivered you from your destructions." He healed you and delivered you from all of your destructions. The word of God, the living word of God, healed you. And we just kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. That is a key. That is a major key. You lock in with the word. You're like a bulldog. You bite down on the word of God. You don't let go of it. You don't quit. You don't quit. You don't quit. And my dad didn't quit. He didn't quit. So 3 months went by. He's still alive. 5 months come by. He's still alive. 6 months. A year. 2 years. 5 years. 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. When he finally passed away, his liver was fine. It was fine. It was fine. And he stepped on over into glory. A healed and delivered man. God sent his son. He sent his word to heal his people. One more scripture. Turn back just a few chapters. As you're turning back there, Gloria, I want to thank you for all of the years of healing school. All of the years of healing school that you have taught faithfully the word of healing. What I'm doing right now is coming up out of what you've taught in healing school. Thank you. Thank you for teaching the body of Christ how to be well. Oh, give God glory for that. My goodness. Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Bless his holy name. All that is within me is healed. All that is within me is whole. All that is within me is functioning perfectly. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. One of the Hebrew words for the word benefit is treatment. Forget not all of his treatments. We're redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. And that includes COVID-19. That includes everything written in the law and those things not even written. And then it says, he forgives all of your iniquities. That's what my dad needed. He needed to know that what he had done to his body, he was forgiven. He was forgiven. And he could completely receive the miraculous healing power of God into his body. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I like what the Amplified Bible says there, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity, and your desire at your personal age and situation. How about that? How about that? With good things, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. We are soaring. We are soaring. We are soaring. I want you to stand up right now. It's time to receive. It's time to receive. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you. We thank you for the manifestation of your glory in this place, the healing, the healing, the healing glory of God. The healing power of God. Healing is here. God with us, healing in us, working right now. Just lay your hands on yourself. Lay your hands on yourself. Thank you, Jesus, for the manifestation of your wonderful healing presence. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing hearts. Thank you, Father, for the presence of the Spirit of God that's on you right now. He's doing a work. He's doing a work.